Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be looking at the number one. Are you number one? I am. We are going to have a great time, but I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and let's write our names at the top of our paper. Remember to write neatly so we can read your name. I am Mrs. Oldham, so I wrote Mrs. Oldham. You write your name. And then you can put your pencil down. We're going to color first. If you look at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. And you should see a dog. I want you to color that dog brown. Can you find your brown crayon and color that dog brown for me? So if I said to you, hey kids, hey what? How many dogs are we coloring? How many dogs do you see in that picture? What would you say? Yes, one. There is only one dog in our picture, and we are going to make him be a brown one. He's a brown dog. So one dog. If we were going to count all the dogs in this picture and we touch the dog, we would count like this. Ready? One. That's it. Because there's only one dog in the picture. One dog. So we say one. That's all. I'm almost finished coloring my dog. How about you? All right, take about 3 more seconds to finish coloring your dog, finished or not. I almost said your job. It is your job to color him. 3, 2, 1, put down your brown crayon, finished or not. And let's see, can you find the butterfly? Let's color the butterfly purple. Any kind of purple will work for me. Any kind of purple. So how many butterflies do you see on our page? One. We have one dog and one butterfly. If I said count the butterflies, you would touch the butterfly and you would say one, because there is only one. One butterfly, one dog. The butterfly is little, so it doesn't take too long. Take 2 more seconds. 2. One. All right. Let's look for something else that there is only one of. What do you see? What about the kitty cat? There's only one kitty cat. Let's color that kitty cat orange. Any kind of orange works for me. So there is one cat, one dog, and one butterfly. If I said count the cats in this picture, you would touch that cat and you would say one. That's it, because there is only one cat. One. Who's number one? I am. Are you? Yes, you are. The cat is one, the dog is one, the butterfly is one. Just one of each. Take 2 more seconds for your orange kitty cat. 2, 1. All right. How about that big flower? Do you see that big flower? All right. So let's color the top part of the flower where the petals are and the center part. Just the top part of the flower. Let's color it pink. Can you find your pink crayon? Color the top part of the flower pink. The petals and the little center part. We'll color it pink. How many flowers are in our picture? Yes, just one. One flower in our picture. Touch it, color it, say one. One. If we had to count the flowers, there is only one. So we have one dog, one butterfly, one kitty cat, and one flower. 2 more seconds. 2. One, put down your pink crayon, finished or not. And now let's find our green crayon and color the stem. That's the long, skinny part that's holding the flower up. Just the stem, don't color the leaves. Just color the stem, that's the long, skinny part holding up the flower. Okay, you should be done with the stem. And stop, don't go ahead of me. Listen carefully. I only want you to color one leaf on the stem. One leaf. You pick which one you want to color, but we're not going to color both of the leaves. I only want you to color one leaf. So do that for me right now. If you went ahead of me and you already colored both of them, just cross one out. Make an X through it. It's okay. All right, two more seconds. Two, one. All right, boys and girls, look at the tree for me. Do you see something on the tree that there's just one of, that you can only see one thing? What is it? Yes, there's an apple and there's something that there's only one of. Yes, the bird. Let's color the apple. What color do you think we should? Yes, red. Any kind of red works for me. You know I'm not picky. Let's color that apple red. And it's just one apple. How many leaves are on that apple? Yep, just one. What color should we color that leaf? Yeah, let's color that leaf green. You can do it now if you're ready. So it's one apple with one leaf, and the stem is that little thing sticking up out of the apple. What color should we color that? Yeah, let's color that brown. It's a little brown stem. Good job. All right, take two more seconds to finish up your apple. Two. And one. All right, so you told me that there is only one apple in the tree. So how many birds are in the tree? Yep, just one. So let's color the bird blue. We'll make it be a blue bird. Any kind of blue works for me. Let's color the bird blue. It's a blue bird. How many bluebirds are there on our picture? Yes, just one. If I said count the birds, you would touch the bird and you would say, what would you say? One. That's it. I can only find one bird in our picture. One bird, one apple, one butterfly, one kitty cat, one flower, and one dog. Okay, boys and girls, you should be finished with your bluebird. Two. One, put down that crayon. What about the trees? How many trees do you see in our picture? Yes, just one. Let's color the trunk of the tree. The trunk that is going into the grass and it comes on up to the top. The bird is sitting on part of the trunk's branches. What color should we color that? Yes, brown. Trunks of trees are usually brown. So let's color it. The tree only has one trunk. So go ahead and color it. And it's okay to go on up a little bit. We won't get too picky. So we have one tree holding up one bird and one apple. Wonder what happened to the rest of the apples. Did you eat the rest of the apples? Did you or you? Okay. No, I didn't either. I think it's just starting to become apple season or something like that. And that was the first one to grow. Take three more seconds for your brown trunk. Three, two, one. All right, boys and girls, we're going to stop with the coloring now. We're not going to color anything else at the top of our page. So you can put down all your crayons and can you find your pencil for me? If you look under your picture, you're going to see some lines. They're above the turtles. You see the turtles on your page? Go up above the turtle. Go above the turtle. You should see lines starting at the top and going straight down. That's the number one. And there are a lot of them. Let's trace them. Start at the top and go down. One. That's the number one. Scoot over. Start at the top. Go straight down. Trace it for me. One. Scoot over. Start at the top. Go straight down. One. That's the number one. Scoot over. Start at the top. Go straight down. Trace it for me. One. Okay. Scoot over. Start at the top. Go straight down. One. Scoot over. Oh my goodness, boys and girls, there's nothing for us to trace. Whatever shall I do? Yes, we're going to write our own number one. Ready? Start at the top. Go straight down. One. Scoot over. Start at the top. Go straight down. One. That's the number one. Scoot over. Start at the top. Go straight down. One. And scoot over. It's our last time to write it. Start at the top. Go straight down. One. One, 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 one. We are working on the number one. All right, let's look at the turtles. See, there's a couple of turtles on our page. Do you see them? I want you to circle the turtle that has one spot on his shell. Which turtle has one spot on his shell? You can only count one. Circle that turtle for me. You see him? He's the first turtle. He's got one spot. The other turtle has more than one spot. So we're not going to color that because we're working on the number one. Scoot over. Do you see the pencils? There's a cup with pencils in it and another cup with pencils in it. Which one of those cups has only one pencil? Which one only has one pencil? Circle it for me. Circle it for me. The whole thing. Yes. Is it the first cup with the pencils or the second cup? Yeah, it's the second cup with one pencil. You can only touch it and say one. That's it. That's all there is. All right. Scoot over to the box of crayons. Which box of crayons only has one crayon in the box? Circle it for me. All righty. Is it the first box or that next box? Yep, it's the next box. It's the one that has only one crayon. You can touch it and say one, and that's it. There's nothing else to count. All right, scoot down to the ladybug. Do you see the ladybug? The ladybug doesn't have any spots on it. I want you to draw one spot for me. You decide which wing to put it on, but you color one spot with your pencil. Make one spot for me. Make it kind of nice and big so I can see it really easily. You don't want to make it so tiny that me or your teacher or your friend can't see that spot, but just draw one spot for me. Good. All right, let's scoot over. Do you see all those boxes and then there's a circle? Boys and girls, that is called a 10 frame. Can you say 10 frame? Say it with me. Ready? 10 frame. Yes, it's because there are a lot of boxes in that frame. There are 10. Yeah. But how many circles do you see in that 10 frame? How many circles do you see? Yes, there's just one. With your pencil, can you color in that circle? And then how many will we have? How many are we coloring in? Just one. That's one circle, or I like to say counter, one counter on the 10 frame. Just one. Don't make any more. Don't draw any more. Just color the one that's already there with your pencil. All right, scoot over. Last thing to do. Do you see that school bus? Boys and girls, no one is in that school bus. I want you to draw one person in that school bus. You decide. It could be a girl. It could be a boy. Make one. It could be an adult. It could be a kid. Make one person in that school bus. One person. It's okay if you would like to color your person with a crayon. You can do that when you have extra time. Right now, just sketch it out for me with your pencil. Make one person for me. Could be a kid, could be a big guy, could be a little kid, could be a baby. Just make one though. One only, because you're number one and I'm number one. And we worked on the number one today. You did it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.